So all through the recession, we've been hearing about how luxury brands in many cases are not slowing down. And according to Reuters, more and more luxury brands are trying to expand their stores to the moon, or at least to the airport terminal. In recent years, sales at airports and other travel venues have risen far more quickly than at regular stores for many chains.
Here to talk with us for today's Midday Extra is Pam Danziger, president of Unity Marketing, which focuses on the luxury market. Hi, Pam.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing well. Well, thanks for being here. And let me ask you first, why do you think retailers are opening new stores in the airports in a big way?
Well, I mean, it's basically that you're going to go fishing where the fish are. And if you look at airports and the kind of people that travel, particularly in international markets, it's mostly people who have, you know, a little extra cash, are more affluent than the regular folks. So that's essentially why the airports have gotten to become a focus for many of these brands.
Well, let's just be honest, right? Airport stores are kind of a ripoff, right? Are they taking advantage? they're very expensive. You buy a juice at the airport and it's $8. What are they taking advantage of there that luxury brands maybe are trying to get in on?
Well, and you know, I'm not recommending this necessarily as a growth strategy for luxury brands.
Okay.
But I mean, the fact is, we've had duty free stores for years where people are exposed to more premium brands, although in a theoretically more of a discount environment. But it seems like more and more retailers are looking at airports as viable retail opportunities. I mean, essentially, you are a sort of a captive audience, and many times you have, you know, some time to kill. The people who travel have got extra money.
Yeah.
So it makes sense in that case. But, you know, again, when I'm traveling, it's like, I don't want to be carting bags on the plane and so on. So I think there's some real issues about going that route as a key growth strategy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a pretty turbulent, if you will, business, the airline business. The ticket prices go up, they go down, the fuel prices go up and down. So does that make it a risky thing for a retailer to do to get in on the airport business?
Well, you know, again, I don't know necessarily it's risky, except in the fact that I think there's a danger of overexposure, and particularly with luxury brands. I mean, there's something about the special status of the exclusivity of these brands being behind the glass and sort of being inaccessible. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the luxe that people want to buy into. So by putting them sort of out in the crosshairs in terms of, you know, where everybody's walking and showing these brands, I think it can, in fact, threaten the integrity of the brands.
And let's just be specific about some of the brands that we might be talking about here. I mean, who do you think might be taking a bit of a risk to be opening up more in that environment?
Well, I mean, the brand that I think is the most vulnerable in terms of overexposure is Louis Vuitton. I mean, they have really built a huge business, not to mention all the fakes and the phonies that are out there. I think that they are very, very vulnerable. And I don't know when the tipping point's coming, but I think it's close, where they're going to tip and they're going to lose that luxury status that they had and become overexposed.
One element of this that I noted just reading up quickly is that this may not be aimed at Americans. We're thinking of this as Americans, of course, because we are. But this kind of shopping may not be something we do, even if others do.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of New York and L.A. travel or shopping is really being boosted by visitors, because we really do have the cheapest prices in the world. And, you know, a lot of affluence from China and Japan and, you know, Europe and everywhere else are coming and making shopping part of that whole focus of their travel experience in the United States.
Well, Pam Danziger, president of Unity Marketing, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.